This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Happy Tuesday morning, friends. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980 on the AM side, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Got a three-man Junks team this Tuesday morning. I'm Cakes. At Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on Twitter. At Cakes Flops on Instagram. I'm joined by Eric Pickle sitting right there.
Good morning. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing well. Jason Bishop sitting right there.
Morning, Cakes.
Directly across from me.
Good morning, Cakesy.
Good morning, Jason. There's an empty seat diagonal to me. That's where John Paul Flynn usually sits, but he is on a very expensive European vacation. As we speak.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he will be back next week.
And then you'll be gone.
I'll be gone. I will be heading down south, down I-95.
You go.
To the great state of South Kakalaki.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to do anything different on this trip? It'll be the exact same trip every
anything
year.
Anything different? Let me see. Is there anything different? Probably not a lot different.
Are you staying in the same house that you usually stay in?
No, we'll be in a house we've never stayed in.
All right, that's cool.
So that I guess that is different.
That's different.
I think it's two doors down from a house we've stayed in before.
Uh-huh.
So it's close,
yeah,
but it's not going to be the exact same.
How far in advance do you secure the house?
Generally.
Like in January?
Generally 6 to 9 months prior.
Yeah.
Just to make sure we have a spot that we like.
Right.
They do tend to fill up.
Right.
Yep.
So, yeah, I will be departing nice and early Saturday morning, probably. I'd like to be on the road by 4 a.m.
Right.
To get through just a lot of that Northern Virginia traffic gauntlet.
It's a long drive.
I think at 4 you'll be fine.
I think I should be fine. Yeah. I think I should be good.
It's a long drive.
Because that'll get you through Richmond.
I should get to the through the Occoquan, no problem. Generally, there's always a backup near the Occoquan.
But at
6 in the morning or 5:30
yeah,
in the morning,
you'll be
whenever
cruising.
I hit that spot, it should be good.
You'll be fine.
Should be nice and clear.
It's about 9 hours to get to Kiowa, right?
Yeah, that's without stops, yeah. But there, of course, stops.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to stop.
A 9-hour trip, you got to stop probably three times.
At least 2 to 3 times.
Especially all the soda intake that you're involved
There's
in.
A good amount of that, yeah.
Yeah.
I try to temper it while I'm driving.
You know, my hack always, whenever I drive up north, go, you know, it's my kids' games is the little energy drinks or the little energy shot,
like
things.
5 hour energies. Yeah,
5 hour energies mm-hmm. are the guy that
don't sleep energies.
Don't sleep,
yeah,
right.
Those two,
those little shots.
Yeah, they can help
because they keep you awake.
Mm-hmm.
And then they
not a lot of liquid.
You don't have to pee pee.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's very important.
Right.
Mike Moore's back.
He is. Good for him.
He came in. He was all loud.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know how loud.
He's just very energetic.
I know.
He shot out of a cannon.
He's got a lot of energy.
I always tie it back, the morning energy, just to the music. It's all about the playlist walking in here.
You mean hearing the same song for 30 years?
No, not Enter Sandman. In my own.
His personal playlist. What was on the playlist this morning?
I'm on an Ozzy Osbourne kick, man, for the last month.
Yeah, you are an Ozzy kick. That is true.
Ozzy tribute.
I can't kick the Ozzy kick yet.
You know what? That's okay. You're late to the party, but you're always welcome. It's fine.
Yeah, I feel bad. Just
drink it in.
It kind of took for him passing away for me to discover a lot of his bangers that he has.
Like Shot in the Dark, I had to kind of guide you to that.
Better late than never.
Yeah, of course. It's all good.
Did you? What was your big weekend? I can't remember. Did you guys have a house party?
Yeah, we had a house party on Saturday.
Right? How'd that go?
Great time. I was actually back in Leesburg getting dinner with my family, and then I got back to my house at like 8 o'clock. Crib was packed out, and then we went and got drinks for a little bit. Went back to the house at like 10:30, 11.
Right.
And then just shut it down until like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh man, that's so late.
Yeah, it was way too late.
How many zins?
A lot of zins. And then we all woke up Sunday morning. There was people passed out everywhere downstairs. So we went and got bagels in a couple different cars and then kind of just laid low yesterday.
Right. The recovery day.
Yeah, watched a movie. It was a good time.
An old movie or a relatively new movie?
Old movie, classic comedy.
Yeah.
Other Guys.
Wasn't he doing a movie review bit for us?
He was
for a while.
It's kind of disappeared.
Yeah, what happened to that? You were watching like an old movie, like a Shawshank or something?
Well, so how it kind of ended was I was watching old school movies, and then there was a movie that I wanted to watch, but Draven Valdez told me that you guys hadn't seen it, so it wouldn't have been a good movie to review.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I'm not putting it on them, but that's just
no,
what happened.
Fine. What movie is that?
It was Dumb and Dumber. It was the last one.
Mm.
And you guys didn't really like remember it much either, so it didn't really like have a good back and forth.
Nobody saw the sequel to Dumb and Dumber. Is that what you're talking about? You're talking about Dumb and Dumber 2 or the original?
No, it was the first one.
The original.
Yeah,
I love the original. I don't know if the other guys in the room are into it, but that was I love that
Karen,
movie.
I thought we told Mike to watch Dumb and Dumber because what he wanted to watch, you guys definitely hadn't seen or care about. But I don't remember, but it did kind of...
It died
quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, might need to bring it back.
Well, we were doing this bit where Mike was trying to...
Find his niche.
No. Tell the story of the movie without telling you guys what movie it was.
Yeah.
It just got really convoluted.
Yeah. All right. Some things are better like as an idea than they are in
They're
the actual.
They're better conceptually.
Yeah, in the execution.
And they were just all old movies.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been a little bit different. You know, what could have been.
But that's It's kind of a funny bit that a kid your age, is watching some movies from 30, 35 years ago. And you just have no exposure to them.
Hmm.
I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I've been on a documentary run the last couple
you
weeks.
You have your docs guy?
With like the Netflix Untold series. I was talking to EB about it last week. Like I watched Shooting Guards, which was the Javaris Crittenton, Gilbert Arenas one.
Yeah,
and
we talked about that.
The Michigan Sign Stealer, Johnny Manziel's documentary, which you guys actually had a little cameo in, which was kind of shocking.
Right. That was a good one. Shouldn't be shocking. Icons in the industry.
Not shocking, but
thank you.
I mean, it was so funny. Like they're just talking about like how Johnny Manziel's life like went off the rails, and then it just cuts to EB out of nowhere. I had to do a double take, and he's like, "Yeah, this guy's a disaster." It was funny though.
I like Johnny. I was rooting for Johnny coming out. Just didn't have what a freak athlete. Just didn't happen.
He just had beef with somebody on Twitter like this just within the last few days. Drab, can you remind me of who it is?
Gilly from Philadelphia, the podcaster, comedian, huge Gilly the Kid. Which was weird because it wasn't even shot at Manziel.
Right, but I can understand like somebody who's played in the NFL taking exception to Gilly's behavior. For those who don't know, Gilly, I guess, is this mega, he's a huge like Eagles fan.
Yeah.
And somebody brought the Lombardi Trophy to like a gathering. I don't know who brought it.
It was his birthday party, and I think Gilly was hammered. So he was just talking ass.
Yeah, he was just firing it like Cam Newton, saying, "Cam Newton, you don't have one of these," or something. And people are like losing their minds. Like, who are you? You're just a loser.
It went back to the Jalen Hurts Cam Newton debate from last week. Gilly was like, "You don't got one of these,"
right? I mean, like,
acting like Gilly was like on the team or something.
I mean, can you imagine?
And Manziel saw it and said, "I'm going to smack
you imagine
the ass
if,
out
if
of you."
If the Commanders won a Super Bowl and Jaden Daniels brings you the trophy, EB, and you've never played a down for the Commanders, and you're just talking smack against like legendary NFL quarterbacks.
Right.
It's not a great look.
Wouldn't happen.
It's not the best look.
Wouldn't happen.
Yes, because I did see Johnny Manziel popping up on my timeline.
I'm sure.
What's he doing now?
Oh, I have no idea.
I think he's just living a life.
I think he's just hanging out with his bros, kind of like Mike Marr. He's kind of like living Mike Marr's life, but I think he's drinking way more.
Yeah.
I would have
He's
to guess.
He's drinking way more than Mike Moore?
A lot more. Oh, okay. It would be my guess.
You know, you mentioned Jaden. I'm sure you guys saw the video where he was there with Saquon and was it Justin Jefferson? And they were referencing the Hail Mary. And out of nowhere, Jalen acknowledged that he did it with a broken rib.
I mean, we all knew he had a rib injury. We didn't know it was broken. But, I mean,
they were like, wow, what'd you do with that 65 yards? He goes, yeah, with a broke rib.
So how long was that broken, do you think?
I think like at least for a month while they were wrapping it.
Multiple weeks.
And everything. I don't know if anybody followed up and asked them.
Heals if you're still playing.
Yeah, probably never fully healed. Yeah.
They were being coy. They weren't being honest about that. He was coming over to the sideline and they were wrapping him. And clearly there was something going on. They were limiting him there for a few weeks. Give him credit. He was tough as nails and out there played through it.
Jason, do you know how personally devastating it was to me? Because I started Jaden, of course, in my high stakes league the day that he ran for like the 60-yarder against the Panthers, like on the first possession, I think, or the second possession.
Yeah.
And then he had to come out
then
of the game.
Then he came out of the game, yeah.
It's just devastating.
I know.
I had a hole in my soul
and
that
you
day.
Lost that game.
Well, yeah. When your quarterback leaves 5 minutes into the game, you're generally not going to fare very well.
No, you're right.
I was concerned about his health for him, but I was more concerned about my matchup, let's be honest.
Which you should. Which you should care about.
Yeah, I was being selfish.
Any news?
Well, we kind of knew that there was something.
No, we definitely knew something was going on. 100%. They were wrapping him. I mean, clearly, they're trying to act like, you know.
Yeah.
I can't remember what their line was at the time, but they were not being honest.
They didn't talk about it.
Yeah. And I take him at his word that he broke his rib. His rib was cracked or something wasn't right. I think they referenced something, but it was very...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know. It didn't sound as severe as it probably was. But give him credit. Guy balled out.
He's a gamer.
In the middle of it all.
That's what he does.
I watched the pressers with Cliff and with Joe Witt Jr. yesterday. I'm ready for some real bullets to be flying here, Cakes.
Well, I mean, you're going to get some fake bullets flying on Friday night.
Yeah. Well, I guess they say more of it will happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
The scrimmage. The Friday night's going to be more... Twos and threes, threes and fours.
Right.
Going to see a lot of Josh Johnson and Sam Hartman.
Yep. Getting ready to see a lot of backups.
But you know what? That's better than just watching them practice against each other every day.
I agree.
I think I said heading into last year, I am not going to just
not gonna make fun of preseason.
Not going to go hard against preseason because it just means we're getting closer and closer to the real thing.
Right.
It's just a step in the process, and we just have to accept it. That's what we're doing.
August 5th.
Yeah. All right, coming up on the show today, we will be joined by Mike Lombardi. He's the GM of the North Carolina Tar Heels football program. He's promoting the fact that his book is going to paperback, Football Done Right, Setting the Record Straight on the Coaches, Players, and History of the NFL. So he will join us coming up At 8 o'clock, we'll do the Junk Sports page next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.